Gail Patricelli is a researcher from the University of California at Davis. She studies the mating habits of birds and says the habits of the sage grouse are the most interesting. The males gather each spring on their traditional mating grounds, known as a lek.
The males gather during the spring and puff up and strut around, and the females come down to the leks during their breeding season to pick a mate. So they basically comparison chop. You see females move across the lek, sometimes by themselves, sometimes with big groups of females. But then they pick who they're going to mate with, they mate with them, and then they leave, and that's the end of their relationship.
What's odd about this is this all sounds vaguely familiar.
A lot of people say that, but humans humans are very different. It may be similar to, it's sort of analogous to maybe a singles bar or something like that, where people are, you know, they're just going to hook up.
Patricelli watches and listens to these birds at a mating ground in Wyoming. She's learning how males get the attention of females.
They have some particularly cool behaviors where they produce a sound that radiates from vocal sacs on their chest, which are very bizarre-looking structures, but the sound comes out of the vocal sac, and so the male has to aim the sound appropriately at the female in order to impress her to mate. So it's not just his ability to have the biggest, loudest, flashiest signal, but also to actually aim it appropriately at females. So he has to know how to put on a good show, but also respond appropriately and be sensitive to what the female's doing.
But the search for more energy is bringing new gas drilling and big trucks closer to sage grouse mating grounds. This is happening at the same time the birds' numbers are declining. Researchers fear it's the noise from energy development that's disrupting the sage grouse's ability to hear each other, which is critical. To find out, Patricelli is introducing recordings of gas rigs and trucks into her research. She wants to see if sage grouse can adapt to the noise.
So there's things that a lot of animals do to deal with noise in the environment, and sage grouse may or may not be flexible enough to do that. They're not the brightest birds in the in the world.
Wildlife biologist Stan Harder works for the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. He's watching the research with interest. Biologists worry that the birds are leaving their mating grounds trying to get away from the noise. His fear is that if the birds are relocating, they might be putting themselves at risk.
In my mind, the birds can move over here and strut okay, but are they getting good nesting conditions over there? Maybe not. Is there a way that we can allow them to coexist more friendly?
Harder openly admits that the sage grouse has declined in the West to the point where it could show up on the endangered species list. If that happens, it could shut down major portions of the state's important energy economy, similar to how the spotted owl shut down logging in the Northwest. So, wildlife officials are trying to find ways to make the birds and energy development coexist. They're hoping that Patricelli's research will guide them, not just in reducing the noise, but in developing a plan to protect the sage-grouse population into the future. For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Beck.